Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Miranda Writes podcast.
I'm Crystal.
I'm Vanessa.
We have the right to remain silent,
but we probably won't.
Hi, Mohed.
Hi, Mohed. How's it going?
It's going good. We're doing this a day late. We're a day late and a dollar short today.
Yes, I know. Oh my gosh. Well, of course, you know me. I had to wait till the last minute.
That's okay. I was so tired last night.
I know.
I was just done.
I know. It was a long day yesterday. It went really good. And then all of a sudden I got a last minute call and lasted like 2 hours. I was like, okay, I got to go.
You're like, you know what?
I was like, I got to get my shit together.
Cut it short.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. Cause I had to bring the kids to town and then, you know, then they took me to dinner and
nice.
So it was nice.
That's good.
And then I had to take them back home, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I was like, just so tired after that.
Mm-hmm.
I worked and, you know, it's just been kind of like, I worked and then I got home and then I took them to do whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
just busy. Been,
yes.
It's just been real busy.
Yes, yeah. It has been.
Okay, well, let's cut to the chase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I named this episode Stolen Innocence.
Ooh, I can't wait to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, quick.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that? Have you seen that thing on Facebook? We'll talk about it when you're done. We'll talk about it when you're done.
Okay. So I named this Stolen Innocence, the Victoria Martins story.
Aww.
Yes. So there wasn't a lot of stuff that I could find on her. Like, about her childhood, because I kind of wanted to start the intro with her childhood, but I really couldn't find a whole lot, so, which I guess is kind of good, because it kind of just, gets right to the chase, you know, and cuts right to the chase. So, anyways, Victoria Martins was born on August 23rd, 2006, in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Okay.
Victoria attended school at Petroglyph Elementary School in Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I pronounced that right.
We have listeners in Albuquerque.
Oh, do we?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, maybe they know about this.
Yeah,
they've probably heard about
it.
Victoria actually had a birthday party at school on Tuesday, August 23rd, 2016. Okay. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, at 10 years old, Victoria's life would be taken too soon. Mm-hmm.
She was only 10.
She was a cute little girl. She was so cute. During the early morning hours of Wednesday, August 24th, 2016, around 4:30 a.m., a 911 call. I was on 911. Like I was trying to sing it. Embarrassing. Anyways, around 4:30 a.m., a 911 call came in from a concerned resident at Arroyo Villa Apartments in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Okay.
The resident reported loud screaming and fighting coming from a nearby apartment.
Oh, shit.
The tenant reported she witnessed a couple with blood gushing from their heads and faces.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Both had ripped clothes and blood all over their clothes.
Oh, shit.
The resident stated there was a second woman that was beating the couple with an iron.
What?
Yes.
A second resident? Is that what you said?
A second woman.
Oh, a second woman.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, aside from the couple.
Okay,
there was
okay.
a second woman.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Busy looking at
Voodoo humping
voodoo.
My leg.
Yes.
Freaking dog. I know. She's over here. Don't even let me.
I was distracted.
I know. She doesn't even let me do my podcast in peace. And I worked really hard on this last night. Anyways, the police were dispatched and rushed to the scene.
Oh, shit.
Upon arrival, police walked into a horrific murder scene.
Oh, my God.
Officers saw smoke coming from behind a closed bathroom door.
Shit, what the hell is going on in Albuquerque?
I know. When they entered, officers identified a lifeless, dismembered body of a child that had been set on fire.
Oh my God.
Yes.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
I know. I know. This story
oh my
is
God.
Crazy.
I have chills. Oh my God. This
I know.
Poor
it's
baby.
So sad.
This poor baby.
I know. This is crazy. I know. It gets worse though. Victoria Martins was partially wrapped in a burning blanket. Oh, my God. Police also found several body parts in plastic bags and scattered in different areas inside the apartment. The remains would soon be identified as little Victoria Martins, a beautiful little girl with her entire life ahead of her.
This is insane. Mm-hmm. What the hell is wrong with people?
I know.
I can't stand my kids, but I would never do that to them.
Right?
Oh, my God.
I know. So, Victoria's mother was 35-year-old Michelle Martins. Mm-hmm. She had a boyfriend. His name was Fabian Gonzalez. And his cousin, her name is Jessica Kelly. They all lived in the apartment with Victoria and her little brother.
Where was the little brother? Oh, you're going to get to that.
I'll get to that. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's like way at the end.
Oh, but okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll get to it.
Okay.
Later that morning, all three adults living in the home were arrested and charged with multiple felonies.
Oh, shit. So Fabian just sounds like a loser.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yes.
Okay.
They're all losers.
They're all losers. Yeah. Okay.
They're all high, high. You're all high.
Oh, no yes. shit.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
These I know.
Fucking people.
Yes. And their pictures, oh, my God.
They're worse.
Yeah. It's awful. All three were charged with child abuse, murder, and sexual penetration of a minor. And they had a bunch of charges, all of them.
Oh,
they were. God. It was more than that, but that was like the main
ones. Those were the main ones, yeah.
During the police interrogation, Michelle confesses she witnessed her daughter, Victoria, get drugged with meth.
Wait, what was her mom's name?
Michelle. Michelle.
Victoria's oh, that's a loser mom? Name. I'm just kidding.
You know what? Only Michelle's out there. You guys
sorry, Michelle. Sorry, Shelly. I have a whole bunch of friends named Michelle. And I call them all Shelly. Mm-hmm. Sorry, guys. Scouts. I was just kidding. Oh, my God. No way.
Mm-hmm. So Michelle Martins told police Fabian and Jessica, which is the cousin,
yeah,
gave Victoria meth to calm her down so they could both have sex with her.
What?
And that was a quote.
That's what Michelle said.
That's what Michelle
okay,
said.
Okay, so meth doesn't calm you down.
I know.
It's I know. An upper, not a downer.
Yes, so keep that in mind.
Okay.
Okay. So this is a quote, end quote.
Not that I know Fabian, from personal experience. Yeah. Just
Fabian and Jessica gave Victoria meth to calm her down so they could both have sex with her.
Yeah,
end
I got
quote.
That. I okay. got that. Yeah. That's okay. sick. But
I just want to repeat that.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yeah, so you guys listening.
Yeah. So pay attention. There's going to be a test. Mm-hmm. Okay. Michelle stated Victoria begged both Fabian and Jessica to stop as she watched her little girl being viciously raped.
Michelle did. Michelle begged
no,
them.
Victoria begged Fabian and his cousin Jessica to stop while they were raping her and her mom was watching.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I thought you said that, but I thought you said it wrong. I was just trying to clarify.
Yeah. So this is Michelle telling
the, yes, the police. Yeah,
to the police.
Yes, confessing all of to the this. Police. All this is a confession.
Okay. Michelle also confessed to police she had sex with Fabian 20 minutes after she witnessed her daughter's brutal rape.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I know. God. This is just sick.
I never heard about this case before. Never? I've never
I never did
it.
Either. And
I've never heard about it.
Lately, since the quarantine, I haven't been watching the news.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But, I mean, I never heard about this. And I always I watch haven't. The news yeah. prior to this, you know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Michelle told police she witnessed Fabian and Jessica cut off Victoria's arms and then they all cleaned up the evidence and made dinner like nothing ever happened.
So was she still alive at that point when they cut her arms off?
She didn't say. She didn't say.
Oh my God, that poor baby.
Michelle also admitted to police 3 weeks before her daughter's death, she was seeking men online to engage in sexual acts with her two children while she would watch for pleasure.
What
the ever
fuck?
Living freak.
I think
yeah.
I have heard about this one.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might have. When you said that, I think I might have, but I didn't know her name and I didn't know. I had her. It was like a brief, something very brief. That I read about or saw about or whatever.
Okay. So Michelle stated Victoria had been sexually assaulted several times by several different men as she watched every single time.
Oh my God.
Michelle said Fabian raped her daughter, Victoria, every single day for a whole month while taking pornographic pictures and videos leading up to Victoria's death.
What the fuck is wrong with people? Mm-hmm. Why would you allow somebody to do that to your child?
I know.
Oh, God, this is awful.
Yeah. With all three scumbags sitting in jail, awaiting trial, abusing taxpayer dollars, eating three meals a day, clothed. They should
cut their arms off.
Yes, clothed and living for the freaking day.
Oh,
the community was outraged and completely furious.
I would have been too.
Mm-hmm. The community began.
Sorry, you can hear the ice cream truck.
I know, this damn ice cream truck. It never comes through. Today, I know. While I'm doing the podcast, it wants to freaking come through. So please bear with this. But so anyway, the community protested outside the court.
Oh my God, they should have.
Yeah. Government and citizens pushed to bring back the death penalty in New Mexico for limited and horrific circumstances. Such as Victoria's case.
Yeah, because there was another little girl that it was a newborn baby that they did that to. I don't even think she was, I think she was like months old. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
I forget the baby's. Was Brianna? Brianna? Yeah,
I think it was. Was it in New
Mexico? It was in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Was it Albuquerque or somewhere?
I don't know if it was Albuquerque, but I know it was in New Mexico.
Okay.
But I know her mom's already out.
She's out?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They paroled her.
Mm-hmm. What?
Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that another. We'll do that case another time. Yeah. That was a sad case. That, like this one.
I know what it you're was talking like this about. One. Yes, I know exactly what you're
it was a
about.
Baby.
Mm-hmm. Like it, she survived 6 months.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Like five or 6 months. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she didn't even make a year.
I know.
Oh my God, poor Victoria. Poor baby.
Yeah. So Judge Chris Schultz gave a public statement. Quote, I've been involved in criminal law for over 30 years, and this is the most inhumane case I've come across, end quote.
Oh, God, I can't even imagine. I guess we should have, like, did, like, a warning before we went through this, because some people can't stomach stuff like this. Like, they don't, you know. Maybe, like, when we do stuff, like, with children, we should do that, huh?
Yeah, I guess we should. But if they don't like it, they could just turn it off.
Yeah. No, yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, that's true.
I mean, but it's true. It is kind of vicious.
It
you
is,
know,
yeah.
So
it's
I
really
get it.
Sad, yeah. Jesus.
I know. So after a year of investigation, according to the authorities, this is the timeline, okay, on that day.
Okay.
4:25 p.m., Victoria gets off the school bus and goes home to the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
5:07 p.m., both Michelle and Fabian are at the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
6:05 p.m., Victoria goes to the gas station with Fabian.
Mm-hmm.
6:15 to 6:20 p.m., Victoria and Fabian return to the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
6:30 p.m., Fabian and Michelle go to Paradise Hills per cell phone data to buy drugs, which was marijuana, from one of Fabian's family members. Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
During this time, little Victoria was left at home in the apartment with Fabian's cousin, Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
8:47 p.m., Fabian and Michelle returned to the apartment after doing a drug run.
Mm-hmm.
8:48 p.m., Victoria's limp, unresponsive body is seen being carried outside the apartment. Okay, 8:48 p.m.
Who seen that? Who was a witness
to
that?
It didn't give the witness name. Okay. It just said
there was a witness. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Both Jessica and Fabian keep Michelle occupied, and Michelle never checks on her daughter, Victoria. 10 p.m., eyewitnesses say they saw Jessica carrying Victoria into the apartment in a wrapped blanket. 10 p.m.
Okay.
During this time frame is believed by authorities, both Jessica and Fabian dismembered little Victoria's body.
That's when they cut her arms off.
Mm-hmm. They place Victoria's body parts in bags and scatter the bags in various locations inside the apartment and then set Victoria's remains on fire.
Oh my God.
In the bathroom. During the investigation, partial male DNA was discovered on little Victoria's back, which did not match Fabian's DNA.
So who okay. was this mysterious person? And get to that?
Yeah. Okay. The partial male DNA belongs to an unknown male suspect. We'll just call him Joe Citizen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Piece of shit.
Mm-hmm. The autopsy revealed Victoria was strangled, her body was stabbed, and then dismembered. Alcohol and meth were found in her system, and there were signs of sexual abuse.
Oh my God, that poor baby.
Mm-hmm. It was determined Victoria Martins died between 7:45 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. on August 23rd, which would be her 10th birthday. She died on her birthday. Poor baby. And so that was 1 year after the investigation. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's kind of rewind a little bit. Mm-hmm. This is Michelle and Fabian's predacious lust story.
God.
Michelle met Fabian on POF, which is also known as Plenty of Fish, an online dating site. Mm-hmm. They met a month prior to Victoria's death. Shortly after.
Just a month?
Just 1 month, girl. 1 month.
What?
Mm-hmm. Shortly after meeting each other, Michelle invites Fabian to move into her home with her and her kids, which would be her daughter Victoria and her son. Michelle knew Fabian had a lengthy arrest record, so it wasn't a secret that he was...
A piece of shit.
Yeah, a piece of shit. That he was, what do you call it? Gente fea.
Gente fea.
Pura toreadero. And so shortly after moving in, Fabian invites his cousin, Jessica, to move in with him and his new boo, Michelle, and Michelle's two kids.
So just going off of a month that he was there.
Mm-hmm.
So shortly after would be like a day or two.
I think it was like 2 weeks.
Oh, and this girl was just fine with it. She girl, was just fine
these
with
bitch, all these bitches always got men, mija.
Oh, my God. Always got men. Yeah, but look what kind of men they have.
I know.
Jesus.
Fucking scum.
Oh, my God. Would you want a man like that?
Queen, I don't even want anybody in my house. Let alone that.
Jesus, amen to that. Don't want anybody at my fucking house.
Bet.
I don't even want my kids there.
You know what? You need to all get out.
You guys need to all get jobs and get the hell out of my house. Even that little one.
Yeah. Wash dishes somewhere. Child labor. Just kidding. So the court proceedings.
Mm-hmm.
Authorities believe they were forced into the fact that they won't be able to prosecute all three suspects based on the facts and evidence that they found during that investigation.
What the fuck?
Murder and sexual assault charges were dropped on all three suspects.
What?
Yes. After the investigation. What the fuck? Yes. Which they said that was based on the timeline and the evidence, eyewitnesses, and all that.
That doesn't make sense.
I know. So, Michelle, which is the mom.
The mom, yes.
Okay. At the time of Michelle's arrest, she did not have a criminal record in New Mexico. As a result...
Hold on. Stop right there. Mm-hmm. Just because you don't have a criminal record doesn't mean you're not a criminal.
Exactly.
Just means you haven't got caught yet.
Yes,
just
I agree.
Just means you haven't got caught yet.
I agree. Okay, so as a result, June 2018... Michelle pled guilty to one count of reckless child abuse resulting in death.
What?
Yes. Yes, queen.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. What are these people doing? Like, go ahead.
Okay. So, Michelle agreed the only thing she is responsible for is trusting Jessica to take care of her daughter while she was out of the house.
Doing a drug run.
Never mind the fact that she was doing drugs and...
Or that she was doing a drug run.
Yeah, or that she was seeking men online to...
To rape her daughter and her son. And her son.
Yes.
Right?
Because
she was doing it for both of them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what she agreed that she was responsible for.
And she admitted to that, right?
That's something she had
openly admitted to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure her Miranda rights were read. So it's not like she, it's not like it should be thrown out because her Miranda rights weren't read and she didn't know what the hell she was doing or saying.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
People get charged with way less shit that have nothing to, like, as horrific as this.
Yes.
And they get the book thrown at them. But this bitch gets off of just that charge.
Mm-hmm. So Michelle faces up to 15 years in prison.
That's not enough. That's
not enough, girl.
That's not enough.
It's a possibility Michelle could have her sentence cut in half because the charge is not classified as a serious violent offense.
What?
Yes.
So she would basically do seven and a half years.
Yeah.
Seven and a half. I mean, it's half of 15 is 7.5.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah,
that is. So with that charge, they told her she could do 12 to 15 years, but 15 being the max that she would face.
But she could possibly get out earlier.
Yeah. So it could be 6 to 7. Wow.
What the fuck is wrong with these fucking people?
Michelle Martins will be sentenced after the conclusion of Fabian Gonzalez and Jessica Kelly's trial.
So what did they get charged with?
So we're going to get to that.
All right. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm jumping ahead.
It's okay. So, okay. Now this is Jessica's story. Mm-hmm. Okay. Jessica's the cousin.
I don't want to hear what that bitch has to say. I don't know what any of these fucking people have to say.
Yes.
But I know it's imperative. Yeah.
Yeah. So Jessica claims Victoria was in her bedroom when an unknown man entered the apartment and killed Victoria and leaves.
What?
What in the ever living fuck bucket?
fuck bucket.
I mean, what kind of story is that? Like, that is.
Oh my God.
I'm going to repeat it just because it sounds so damn stupid. I can't register it in my head. Jessica claims Victoria was in her bedroom when an unknown man entered the apartment and killed Victoria and leaves.
That is not funny at all. But I'm just like you said, what in the ever-loving fuck bucket is that? What is that?
What? I mean, okay, so just, I'm like, I can't even.
So how did he get in, first of all?
Thank you.
How the fuck did he get in?
Details.
And were there any witnesses of him entering the unit? Because obviously there were witnesses of her and Fabian coming and going out of the unit, mm-hmm. of Michelle coming and going out of the unit. But this unknown man just, was he invisible?
He must have just walked through the walls, mija.
Oh, yeah, I need more wine.
Yes. So, FYI, just to let people know, Jessica had just been released from prison 7 days prior to Victoria's death.
7 days prior?
7 days prior. Jessica.
What was she in prison for?
I'm just going to say that right now. Jessica is also known to have a lengthy violent criminal history. Example, battery and assault on a police officer. She is a convicted rapist.
What?
And a known drug dealer.
Who was she raping?
I don't know. They
it didn't
get
say.
Nope, they would not get into that. And I didn't go digging either.
Oh, okay.
So, during Jessica's plea agreement hearing, Jessica admits she was hallucinating on meth when she put Victoria to bed alive the day of the murder.
So she admitted. Yeah, she admitted that she was high and hallucinating.
Yes, and that Victoria was alive, supposedly. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Before the unnamed.
Yes.
Or unknown person, unknown man comes in.
When an unknown man went into the apartment asking for a favor, aka Fabian. That was his nickname. Favor.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica told the unknown man Fabian wasn't home. It was just her and Victoria at home.
When you said favor, I thought you were meaning favor, but you were mispronouncing it. Like, you know how people have like speech impediments?
Oh, yeah.
So I thought you were saying like he was asking for a favor.
Oh.
I was like, what?
You're like, oh, okay.
I was like, wait, what?
No, that favor was Fabian's in the day. I should have said that before.
Sorry. It was just kind of like.
You're like, favor for what? Jessica told the unknown man Fabian wasn't home. It was just her and Victoria at home. Jessica said the unknown man went into Victoria's room and killed her. That was during her plea agreement hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica also claimed that there were several people that wanted to hurt Fabian and hurt people around him over a fight about drugs.
Oh my God.
During the plea agreement hearing, the district court judge decided to reject Jessica's guilty plea. The judge felt Jessica's admission to the plea, to plead guilty to aggravated child abuse resulting in death didn't match the charges she was pleading to.
Yeah.
So he rejected it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't write that. I didn't write this down, but that plea agreement was going to sentence her to 89 years.
Oh, okay.
So he rejected
that. Yeah.
But I didn't put that in there.
Yeah. So her charges were what again? I'm sorry. I'm still trying to process all of this in my head.
I know.
So I'm just kind of like, what? Like,
yeah. So
she was being charged with the same thing that Michelle was being charged with. Correct. Right. Okay. That's correct. What I thought. Yeah. So yeah. The number of years she was going to be sentenced to was 89.
Correct.
Which didn't make sense because Michelle's sentence, her years were 12 to 15, but correct. This girl's was 89.
Correct. Uh-huh.
So it didn't match, so the judge threw it out. Okay, I get it.
And he said that her plea, he wanted her to read to say what she remembers that day.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I don't know, you're not, what you're pleading guilty to doesn't match your recollection.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so he threw it out.
Yeah.
Prosecutors argue that Jessica put Victoria in danger by letting that man go into Victoria's room, especially since she knew that people were out to seek revenge against Fabian.
Were Jeffrey Epstein's lawyers? Were Jeffrey Epstein lawyers their lawyers or what? Like, it sounds like they're allowing them to call the shots of what they're going to be pleading guilty to and
mm-hmm.
what kind of charges they're going to get.
Yeah.
Like Jeffrey Epstein did in his fucking non-prosecution agreement.
Yes.
That's what it fucking sounds like to me.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is it just me?
No, I thought the same thing.
Sounds like fucking Jeffrey Epstein's lawyers are the fucking
ones running the damn shit show over
exactly.
there. Right.
Is Acosta in that fucking whole ordeal too? What the fuck?
I don't know. I did not get names. But Jessica claims she didn't see a threat at the time she witnessed the unknown man entering Victoria's room until after the fact.
How do you not know? What the fuck? If a guy walks into my fucking house and just goes to my daughter's bedroom,
mm-hmm.
even if you had a kid,
mm-hmm.
which you don't have any kids, but mm-hmm. if you did... Even if somebody went into the dog's bedroom. Anybody's kid. It doesn't matter. Anybody's kid.
I've been like, what the fuck are you doing in here?
Even if they went into your dog's bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Mohead's dogs have a bedroom.
Yes, they do. They have their own room. Mm-hmm.
So even if they went in there, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? This isn't your house. Get the fuck out of here.
Yes.
I'm going to call the cops. Get the fuck out.
Right, right. So Jessica claims she didn't see a threat at the time she witnessed the unknown man and entering Victoria's room until after the fact.
Any man going into a child's bedroom that doesn't know that child and is not related, even if they are related to that child.
Even if they know that child.
Yeah, you don't have any fucking right being in there.
Exactly.
Get the fuck out.
Exactly. I agree. Jessica is expected to testify against the others involved in the case, but she will not have to face a jury. In January of 2019, Jessica accepted a plea deal of no contest to multiple charges, including aggravated child abuse resulting in death. Jessica faces 50 years in prison.
That is not enough.
Not enough.
Not enough.
Yep.
Not nearly enough.
Mm-hmm. It's not. And her story is just...
doesn't match.
Yeah, it's just way...
That's what I'm saying. Are J.E.'s fucking lawyers running mm-hmm. the show? And Acosta, where the fuck? I don't understand.
Yep. So it gets worse.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll talk about that later. Go ahead.
So Fabian, that loser.
Yes.
To this day, Fabian maintains his innocence and blames the entire horrific murder completely on his cousin Jessica.
Of course he does.
Mm-hmm.
So why would he take responsibility for any of his actions?
Exactly.
Why would he fucking do that?
Fabian was charged with one count of child abuse resulting in death and tampering with evidence. Fabian was released from jail in November of 2019. The Martins family. Okay, so we're moving on to Michelle's family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Martins family. The Martins speak out on behalf of their daughter, Michelle, and their granddaughter, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
The Martins describe their daughter, Michelle, as a single, hardworking mom who loved her kids more than anything.
That's why she was fucking seeking men online to rape her fucking kids. That mm-hmm. makes sense.
Mm-hmm. The Martins said Michelle was responsible and active in both her kids' lives.
My God.
Michelle had actually just passed a drug test 3 months prior so she could start working at Smith's, which is a local grocery store in town. Victoria's godmother, because their godmother was also speaking with her family. Victoria's godmother. Oh, crap. Hold on. Hold, please. Hold, please. The dogs. Shut up. Okay. So, Victoria's godmother said they never saw anything out of the ordinary, and she believes Victoria hid it very well if there was something going on.
Well, yeah, she's a child, and she was probably scared shitless.
Right.
I mean, kids, especially, like, you know.
Sit down, Bumpy.
Lord only knows what they were telling her, you know, exactly. To keep her mouth, like, to keep her quiet right. about the whole thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. The Martins said both grandchildren were always happy and loved their mother deeply.
Well, yeah, look at Gabriel Fernandez. Look at all the shit his mom did to him, and he still loved her.
Absolutely. That's children what I thought about.
Love their parents no matter what. And
yeah.
They always think that their parents have their best interests at heart and that they're doing whatever they're going through, their parents are going to come to the light and understand that what they're doing is wrong and it's not okay. Mm-hmm. And they're going to protect them. Mm-hmm. And that's not always the case. Like kids don't understand. They don't have any comprehension of evil. They can't comprehend that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's exactly what I thought about when I was doing
this.
Yeah. The Martins believe Michelle's life started spiraling out of control after she met Fabian and his cousin Jessica.
No, because that's not true. Because, you know, I don't know this girl. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I'm just an outsider looking in. But, I mean, typically, if you're a responsible, hardworking person, you're not going to go after people that have lengthy criminal records.
Uh-huh.
And you're not going to associate yourself with that type of person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
exactly.
That's just common sense and logic, you know.
Right.
You are who you, and I used to hate that saying growing up, you are who you hang out with, but it's so true.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when Michelle's father asked Michelle why she let these people in her life.
Mm-hmm. What'd she say?
Michelle replied, because she was trying to help them get on their feet. That's all she said.
Whatever.
Thankfully, the night of Victoria's brutal murder, Victoria's little brother was with his bio dad that night.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Where is Victoria's biological father?
They didn't say. I don't think he was present in her life because they never mentioned him at all. Yeah, like period.
period. Mm-hmm. So what's her son's name?
They never gave his name. Okay. Even the pictures they blurred out.
Yeah, because he's a minor. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if he was telling his biological father what was going on in the home, if Michelle was seeking. Is there evidence of her posting online to have people, different men, come and rape and molest her children online?
I didn't write this down, but in the interview when the grandparents and the family spoke out, they said that they haven't seen any evidence proving.
She openly admitted to it,
but they didn't see that. They didn't.
Why would she say that that's what she was doing if that's not what she was doing?
That was another thing. Her attorney said, I didn't write this down, but her attorney said that she is just one of those people. Get this, and it's going to piss you off.
Oh my God.
Because it pissed me off. Her attorney said that she confessed to all of these things because she was just agreeing with the police, and she does that with everybody. That's just the type of person she is. If you ask her something, she'll agree with you because she seeks to please.
That's the excuse he gave, girl.
I'm not even lying to you. Like, I can't make this shit up. I didn't write it down, but that's what he said in an interview. What?
That's not even an excuse.
I know.
How old is she? How old was she?
35.
That's not a fucking excuse at all.
He said based on her IQ level. And so now he's saying that she is not all there, basically. Or borderline. It's kind of like
borderline.
Yeah, borderline fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Right?
Borderline fucking idiot.
Right.
I mean, I don't even think she's borderline at that point. She's like way over the mark.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm not even lying to you. That's what he said. And he said that she seeks to please. That's why she said all those things. So basically, he was saying that she was giving all these false statements. Now, it was kind of hard because they each of the three suspects, they all had different stories and they all kept changing. So I tried to put it in order like the best that I could.
That's another thing that I'm saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Once you, that is number one red flag mm-hmm. that you are fucking lying. Mm-hmm. We're at 35 minutes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That you're fucking lying. Mm-hmm. You're just, I mean, and I don't understand this. Like, some people get arrested for, like, stealing gum. And they get, like, all fucking 5 years probation. And you're not allowed to go into the store ever again. Yep. And your fucking head is on a chop block or whatever. Yeah. Like, but these people do this and they fucking get away with it. This motherfucker is already out walking around fucking free, living his best life.
Yes, queen.
Oh, my God. And then the other two dumbasses are still in prison, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, they're still in prison.
And he's just out walking around. Mm-hmm. Who botched that case? Somebody botched that fucking case.
And he has a girlfriend.
That Fabian. Does she have kids?
Oh, I don't know. But he was talking to her over the phone. They had a couple of phone conversations on one of the news clips.
How fucking desperate can you be?
I know, girl. I was like, oh my God, this is just insane. Oh, I didn't write that down, but I thought,
what is up with these people? What is going? There goes that.
Yeah, there goes that damn ice cream truck again. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Exactly, though. Exactly. Yeah.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. So he's out.
Yeah, he's out November 2019.
So what did he get charged with again? I'm sorry.
Let me go back.
He got charged for like endangerment of a child or something.
One count of child abuse resulting in death and tampering with evidence.
That's the same thing that the other two got charged with. How come he got less years?
I have no idea, but from the beginning, even when they were arrested him, they were like, do you have anything to do with this? Like, you know, when the news found his ass and he was getting taken into the car.
Yeah.
And he said no. And they said, then how did a dead child end up, you know, in your care, basically? And he goes, that's because Jessica did it.
So he, from the get-go, he blamed Jessica.
And he never admitted
Why he did that? Because she fucking had already had charges. She had already been to prison. Mm-hmm. She already had charges of fucking rape. Who was she? Oh, you didn't say who she was raping, how you said that. Mm-hmm. You didn't look.
And she had just got released 7 days prior.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. And so that he knew that she would be the first person that they would look at.
Right, right, exactly.
Oh my God. Exactly.
Yeah, so he was like, from the beginning, and
he maintained it. He maintained it. That it was her.
Yeah, that it was her. And he said, when they were taking him in the car, he said, I always protected Michelle and the baby or something like that. Something like that.
Really? He did? He really did?
He did that? Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep.
That was his...
And that's when they asked him, then how did the dead child end up in your care? And that's when he's like, from the beginning, girl.
So why would you even bring her into the apartment? Knowing her history, why would you bring this person into the apartment?
Yes.
You're at fault because of that.
Yes.
You're guilty because of that.
Which is what they asked the Martins. And they were like, why would she do that? Why would she allow these people to come in? And then that's what he said, that he asked his daughter. Why, you know, I asked her.
So does she really have a low IQ? Did they ever say that?
They never, I never found that out if that was true. But
who are these people? I want to see them.
Yeah, I have pictures.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, you're going to post pictures.
I'm sorry, I'm all dumb.
It's okay.
I'm like, wait.
So there's more. Uh-huh. So CYFD, which is Child, Youth, and Families Department, they actually did an internal review after all of this, of course, after the fact. Oh, so man. 5 months after Victoria's death, CYFD did an internal review. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, according to their review, all caseworkers followed all state statute policies and procedures.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can't bitch about them.
Yeah. So CYFD had been called a total of 5 times to Michelle's home to check on Victoria and her little brother.
Within that month?
No.
Oh.
So I'm going to go down the timeline.
Okay.
March 2015, CYFD got a call that the kids had poor hygiene and dirty clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Both kids were interviewed separately at school.
Mm-hmm.
According to the paperwork, there were no signs of physical abuse, and both kids appeared to be happy and didn't show any signs of trauma.
Okay.
Okay. May and June of 2016, 3 more calls were made to CYFD regarding Victoria's little brother,
mm-hmm.
which obviously would be Michelle's son.
Mm-hmm.
Two out of 3 of those calls were made by Michelle herself.
Okay.
Michelle claimed her son had been left with an unknown caretaker appointed by her son's bio father.
Okay.
Really, bitches calling people out about leaving their kids?
I know.
And, okay, so.
Well, that was prior to all this,
That
right?
was prior to
not,
all of this.
No, I'm not sticking up for her.
Yeah.
Please don't think that. Yeah, I'm just saying that this was prior to all this.
Uh-huh, it was.
So she's, okay. She's essentially, what she's doing is calling people out for doing what she did.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was
But that was prior, before. Yeah, right. Prior to her doing it.
Correct. So CYFD did another school interview with both kids separately,
mm-hmm.
and asked questions of physical or sexual abuse. Mm-hmm. Nothing surfaced during those interviews.
That was in May and June of 2016?
Yes.
So are kids even in school in June? That doesn't make sense to me.
Well, May, they would be in school in May.
Yeah, in May, but so like probably the beginning, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So then it didn't give like exact dates.
Yeah, exact
dates. It just said May and June.
So this all happened in August, right? Mm-hmm. August 23rd. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
So literally a couple months later.
Correct. Yeah. Neither child had any marks, bruises, or evidence of physical abuse and looked well taken care
of.
Mm-hmm. March 2016, which would have been 5 months prior to Victoria's death.
Mm-hmm.
Someone reported that Michelle's ex-boyfriend, David Hernandez, tried to kiss Victoria on the lips.
Oh.
Okay.
Who is this David Hernandez person?
Mm-hmm. We're going to get to that.
Okay.
Since David wasn't a parent, guardian, or custodian living in the home, CYFD didn't further their investigation.
Okay.
Instead, CYFD referred the call to Albuquerque police.
Okay.
The Albuquerque Police Department did not look into the report and did not make any arrests.
What?
Yes. David Hernandez had his own run-ins with the law. Previously, David snatched a young girl from a parking lot prior to this incident.
The incident with Victoria.
Based on this information, the Martins are now suing the city of Albuquerque for negligence and their lack of corrective action 5 months prior to Victoria's death.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would too.
Mm-hmm. The grandparents believe if the police were doing their job and investigated the latest incident, it would have resulted in Victoria being removed from the home and she would still be alive today.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay. So a memorial bench has been put up at Victoria's school,
mm-hmm.
okay, on the school grounds. Mm-hmm. Classmates drew pictures and wrote letters to Victoria as a way to honor her life and remember her.
I'm gonna cry.
I know, it was so sad. But what I wanted to add, and I didn't write this down,
mm-hmm.
That's pretty much the end of it, but I didn't write it down, was when Fabian... There was a couple of recorded phone calls mm-hmm. while he's in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And Fabian's actually speaking to his mom. And she says, I just think that his mom said something like along the lines of, I just think that's sick that they're trying to make money off of their granddaughter. And he's like, I agree. And I'm like,
really? She thinks it's sick?
Yeah.
I'm like, really? But her fucking son is fucking raping and molesting a fucking little girl.
Yes.
A 10-year-old little girl.
Yes.
Allowing his cousin into the home, knowing she's a known rapist. Mm-hmm. Knowing she had just gotten out of prison. Mm-hmm. And that's sick?
That's what I said, mija.
Those fucking people have issues.
I know.
Listen.
And he's
this,
like,
this is why you need to date somebody and get to know somebody prior to moving in with them.
Correct. Yeah. And that's what one of the, I think it was a reporter that she had like followed the case through to the end.
Yeah.
And that's what she said, you know, like, you just don't know, but nevertheless, like,
but it was less than a month. Yeah, exactly. It was like they knew each other for a month and then he moved in.
Well, it seemed like maybe a couple days, and then she up like, and let him move in, and then he's over there inviting other
embarrassing, embarrassing. Oh yes, my god, I would die.
And so when there were pictures of her prior to this incident, and she didn't look like, I mean, she didn't look like she was, you know, Miss America or nothing like that. But I mean, when they arrested her, she looked like she had been up for days. Like,
well, she was on fucking meth.
She was used. You could tell definitely that they were all on drugs.
All on drugs.
Yeah. But I mean, whatever pictures they posted of her before, she didn't look like that. Yeah. And she looked completely different. No lie. Like, she looked like death.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. She did. She looked scary, girl.
Oh,
scary.
My God.
And,
and women are just,
I know.
I'm sorry. Like, I know I sound so judgmental.
Right.
That's only because I am. But I mean, like, I am not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Nor have I ever claimed to be.
Correct.
But I'm pretty damn close.
Exactly. Well, I'm fucking perfect. I mean,
but I mean,
mm-hmm.
I just don't understand. I don't understand. I know. Like, as I've made a lot of mistakes. Like, you know, as a woman, as a adolescent, as you know, I mean, we all do. We all make mistakes. Yeah. We all, you know, but I mean, there's no excuse at 35 years old to allow somebody that you know for a couple days to move into your home and then allow somebody else that just got out of prison to move, who's a known sex offender,
drug dealer,
into your home as well.
Yep.
Somebody, and, you know, again, that they should have called, what is it, CYFS or whatever?
CYFD.
FD, CYFD. Somebody should have called then because she's a known sex offender, she should not have been around children, young children.
Yes.
So automatically what the parole board is supposed to do, or when a sex offender is released from prison, they have to give an actual address of where they're living.
Right.
So where's the fault lies there as well.
Exactly.
You know, you should, when they and Lord only knows if she gave them that address
or not. Exactly. That's what I was going to say. But
still, they're supposed to do like random checks to see if she's there. Within 2 weeks, I mean, come on. This, within 2 weeks of her being released from prison, a known sex offender, there's a dead child, you know, a victimized child that she was raping, that was dead.
Right.
Where's the fault in that? Exactly. Like, I mean, okay, so what I was going to say earlier was New Mexico has like no fucking laws for crimes against children.
Really?
They're like, why do you think Jeffrey Epstein went and got his ranch house over there?
Ranch.
Because he fucking knew that there's like the New Mexico, crimes against children, like, they don't have a very
very
lenient,
right? That's probably why
and they got away with so much,
right? And then the community was outraged, you know, they started protesting, you know, they wanted to bring back the you know, the death penalty and all that.
I want to know who botched that fucking case. Somebody botched that fucking case.
Yes.
There was law enforcement that fucked that case up, because if they hadn't, and I'm not talking shit about law enforcement, please don't think that, but somebody botched that case. How the fuck did murder get fucking thrown out? Murder in the first degree.
Right.
How the fuck did that get thrown out?
Yes.
How the fuck, what was the other charge that they had dropped with them? It was murder in the first degree, and then what was the other one?
Let me see here.
I'm over here. I'm all fucking riled up now.
Shoot. Hold on, wait. Okay. Murder and sexual assault charges were dropped on all three suspects.
Yeah. So, murder and sexual assault charges. Mm-hmm. Somebody fucking botched that case.
So,
somebody
the prosecutor on that case, I remember, I'm going off of memory, is Raul Torres. Mm-hmm. And he's the one deal. That said that they had, based on evidence in the timeline, they were not able to
prosecute
for that. And because of the statements that Michelle had made confessing all of that stuff, you know, right at the beginning.
Yeah.
They said that it didn't match the timeline.
That's what he said. Yeah. Yeah, I know. But that's a fucking lie. So again, one of the detectives botched that fucking case.
Yeah. I don't think they got evidence correctly.
They didn't. Something. Yeah. Something they fucked happened. The case up. Yeah. They fucked the case up.
And so,
Mm-hmm. New Mexico, they're, you know, crimes mm-hmm. against children. It's not. That's why Jeffrey Epstein got his. That's one of the reasons why they said he got that house built in New Mexico, because he could mm-hmm. fucking do whatever the fuck he wanted over there, and New Mexico wasn't gonna do shit.
And it's been said that a lot of sexual abuse
goes on in New Mexico. Well, that's why.
That's what I have heard.
That's why.
Okay. So I also wanted to let you guys know the places that I got my mm-hmm. information from.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
News Channel 13, KRQE, mm-hmm. Eyewitness News 4, KOB, Wikipedia, Target Investigation, KOAT, Action News. Mm-hmm. It was all on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. So,
but those Vanessa's are just a the,
very visual person.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like to read.
She doesn't like to read.
Yeah.
I'll Wikipedia. Read all fucking day, every day.
Yeah. Wikipedia, I did have to read, but I was already finished.
And yeah. So you just kind of like went through real quick to see if you had your shit right.
Yeah. And then Wikipedia had a little bit more detail, mm-hmm. like minor details that I went on ahead and added in there.
And please donate to Wikipedia and Murderpedia. Because they got good info.
There, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So please donate to them and donate to the cause of talking shit for us.
Bet.
Support our cause.
Yeah. Support the cause.
I think why I started a Patreon thing, but I haven't. We have what we're gonna call our little little Patreon membership things.
Oh, okay.
We remember we came up with all those names mm-hmm. and stuff.
Yeah.
I just haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
So, we're going to start a Patreon page soon. Yay. Mohed and I are, Mohed doesn't want to do any more research, but I'm like, just maybe one more case a week.
Yeah, I'm like, nope, I can't.
Just maybe one more case a month and that's it.
I can't. I'm like, oh, go ahead and knock yourself out. I don't want to do it. Maybe we could do like little ones, like you do like a 30 minute, I do a 30 minute.
Oh, yeah,
that'd
be good. Yeah, that's a good idea. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could do that. Small, something like small.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah. But I think I was going to say when we were talking earlier about the little girl, the baby, I think her name is Brianna. The baby's mm-hmm. name was Brianna, mm-hmm. I want to mm-hmm. say.
Yeah.
I don't really remember her name. And I feel terrible for mm-hmm. saying that, but I don't.
Let me see.
But we will do that case as well. Mm-hmm. I think that people need to familiarize themselves with their state and what kind of laws there are for children.
Mm-hmm.
If you live in New Mexico, please, please vote. That's how everything is done, legislatively. Like, you know, if you want harsher penalties or harsher sentences for these people that hurt children,
mm-hmm.
you have to do it, you know, you have to be political. You have to familiarize yourself with
mm-hmm.
politics and laws. And that's how changes are made. You know, that's why the U.S. is quote unquote so great,
mm-hmm.
Because we are able to write laws where we have a say so in what kind of laws are put in place for our state, for statewide, federally, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So please, I mean, if you guys want to make a difference,
mm-hmm.
go to your local, whatever, I don't know what they're called.
Right.
I'm not a political person, but
yeah.
go to your local familiarize yourself with the laws in your area.
Right.
In your state, in your county, mm-hmm. you know, and that's how you make a difference.
Yeah.
So.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
So, baby Brianna, her name was Brianna Lopez. Yes. And that incident happened in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Las Cruces, but it was still New Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yep. So, just FYI.
We'll do that one of these days.
But, you know, please like, share.
Yeah, like, share,
comment,
rate and review.
There you go, rate and review.
Our podcast on Apple Podcast, and then other places.
Yeah,
I don't know how you do it in other places, but I know you can do it.
Yeah, check out the website.
Yes, check out the website. Oh my God, somebody was asking me about the website yesterday, mm-hmm. and I told them, and they went on, and they're like, oh my God, this is so good. Mm-hmm. And they're like, can you help me with my website? They're like, who did this? I'm like, aww. I did it. And they're like, can you help me with my website? I was like, yeah, cool. Sure, I can. Yes, dang, I can.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, so, it's the Miranda Writes Podcast.com.
Yeah, the Miranda Writes Podcast.com. Go subscribe to it.
Yeah.
And then, what was I going to say? Oh, go follow our Facebook page. That's the Miranda Writes Podcast mm-hmm. on Facebook. Our Instagram is themirandawrites_19. Our Twitter is a little different. It's hard, but it's at capital T, lowercase H-E, capital M, lowercase I-R-N-D-A, mm-hmm. capital R, lowercase G-H-T-S.
Yep.
And then what else is there? I think that's it, huh? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's it. Because the of our website. Email? Oh, yeah, email? Our email. Please email us. Our email is themirandawrites2019@gmail.com. Yep. Email us any case suggestions. Email us just to say hi.
Yeah.
We're into paranormal stuff, so if you have any paranormal experiences,
mm-hmm. yeah, that would
email
be,
us.
Yeah, we can That'd talk about those, cool. mm-hmm. like on our couch cheese.
Yes, on our couch cheese.
And I did want to say, this actually was a case suggestion from one of our cousin family members. So
one of our cousins, when went to El Paso, one of our cousins.
I thought it was a good case suggestion.
It was a good case. That was a really good case suggestion.
I tried to piece it together as best as I could because they had so many conflicting stories and stuff like that. So
yeah, and usually liars do. So
yeah, exactly. So anyways,
I'm
thank
not
you.
Saying that I'm always truthful because I am not. Usually,
neither am I.
Nobody is. I mean, if we're being honest, nobody's ever 100% truthful. So, but so please, like I said, go like our pages, go subscribe, and please rate, review, and download, subscribe.
Yep.
You know, share everything to people that you know or love or you know are into true crime.
Yes. Please.
Tomorrow's Father's Day, so happy Father's Day, guys.
Oh, tomorrow's Father's Day? I thought it was next week on the 21st.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is.
Never mind. Fuck all the fathers until next week. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. I have a perfect meme for Father's Day. You're going to love it. I'm going to post it, but I'm going to post it on Father's Day. So. All right. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. Bye-bye.